Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
it. How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about love that one.
Hey, this is John Gruden.
We went ahead and made a commitment to the Bears and ponied up and got the suite. It's been a big disappointment.
Well, you're a hard guy to please. Don't forget that. You're a hard guy to please.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it.
Why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know.
720 WGN high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. It is the Jim Bob Show. Game day edition heard here and on great stations all around the country. Jim Bob, it seems like just yesterday that the Super Bowl happened. The Chiefs dynasty is going to have to start from scratch again. But you know what? It's almost like the NFL offseason isn't really an offseason. You got the combine. You got the draft. You got the mini camps. People love the NFL and they are ready.
They are, buddy. This is Fresh Faces, Big Moves, and NFL Power Play segment. And let's just break it down. You know, the NFL rookie mini camps have started. And so this is, to me, this is the baby boomer phase. The NFL rookie class is officially on the field, and the hype is already flying. You know, Chicago's, I mean, they lost their mind last year on Caleb Williams, and he's smiling and saying, he said all the right things. But, you know, this year, all of the eyes are on Shedeur Sanders. And he's already made some shocking jumps in training camp. He's got the swagger. He's got the Deion Sanders DNA, you know. Meanwhile, Ashton Gentry's already being called the best back the Raiders have had in years. And wow. Years means that includes Marcus Allen. So
wow.
The pads aren't even on yet, Dane. And we've got the media, the coaches, and the television sets are buzzing, you know. So we're going to find out what's the bottom line of this 2025 rookie class going to be. Are they going to come out of the season quiet, or are they going to come in like they own the dang future?
Yeah, everybody wants to be good, and nobody has got a loss on the record yet. Everybody's undefeated at this point, and they've implied all of this hopeful future success on some of these young players. You mentioned Shedeur Sanders, and one of the reasons I think consensus is that he dropped all the way down to the fifth round because of his attitude, or at least what people perceived they were going to get when they got him, that they were going to get headaches along with what was at least probably on paper the most talented quarterback. And you see how they weighed that. But I guess Jim Bob, right? He came in and he's saying all the right things now. He's saying, like, I'm not going to worry about the draft. I'm not going to worry. I just have to learn the playbooks. I want to get out there, be the best I can be. I'm excited for the season and I want to be a part of the team.
Well, it's a wonder how dropping from a first rounder to the mid rounds will humble you and make you say the right things. And that's exactly what he should have been doing previously. Everybody talks about their own theory, which is all a bunch of crap. Listen, you don't give the NFL the data that they want in regards to being able to evaluate you. You can expect the circumstances that evolved. And that's just it. That's just simple and plain. There's no racism involved. There's nothing about his dad involved. That's all a bunch of horse manure. The fact of it is he got sacked 56 times in college last season.
Wow.
And he didn't look like he was elusive. Is he a 4-5 guy? No. He looks to me on film that he's, honestly, I think he's probably, I hate to say this, but I don't know if he's a 4-8 guy. I mean, you know, he doesn't have his dad's wheels. But the fact of it is, he's not elusive, and he holds the ball too long. And if you don't go through the rigmarole and the things that they want to ask from you in the combine and your pro day, don't expect to get drafted in the first couple rounds. I mean, he cost himself millions of dollars, you know, on his rookie contract, and that was all on him. So now he's going to have to play at way reduced levels, and he may very well evolve into the starter for the Cleveland Browns, but what's happened to him and the humility that now comes into play, that should have been 2 months ago. That's how it goes.
Whatever advantage he had, right, with his pedigree, he is kind of, I don't want to necessarily say they squandered that, but he's kind of played that card, right? You know, and of course, we want to do the 23andMe. He did not inherit the Sanders speed, but we'll see. He does have a lot of really wise and successful NFL minds around him. And if he can take a hint, take a little bit of direction, learn, then he could be a good, they're going to give him every opportunity, Jim Bob, to be as good as he can be. The opportunity, the window for the Bears is only so big, right? You know, the Bears have never had all the pieces on the table at the same time. And now we really feel like they do. They drafted the number one quarterback in Caleb Williams. They forgot to I guess, contemplate that maybe they needed an offensive line and a coaching staff. And now they have that. Talk about that. And I've heard, too, that Caleb Williams on that work ethic side and being a little bit serious, he knows the opportunity he has in front of him this year.
Well, they've made the right decisions, I think, on the coaching status. They've got the players in now that can support that quarterback function. And I think Caleb Williams is a great quarterback. And I thought they had a great draft. I gave them a A on the draft. And I'm expecting some big things. But, you know, I watched camp last year. I was a big fan of Caleb Williams. I thought that he would have a great year. And it just didn't come to fruition in regards to what I thought was a great year. Obviously, you know, losing 10, 11 games in a row is not considered a great year. But I think that Ben Johnson's just going to change it up. I think the Bears are going to be someone very serious to contend with in the NFC North. And like I said before, I don't think the Lions are going to win the division this year. I'm going to state that again, Dane.
There is a lot of familiar faces when it comes to all of that. Everybody knows everybody. They know what they can do. They also know what they can't do. I think the Bears will be ahead of the game if the coaching staff is still in place and hasn't been fired by midseason, right? You'll know that something is going right there when it comes to the Bears. Your thoughts, Jim Bob, on that, right? Because, you know, you look at this and the Lions and so much expectation. Those fans have suffered for 70 years. Like, this is a team that has really experienced disappointment more than almost any other in the NFL. And I feel like that window is shut. They've painted it. You know, you're going to need screwdrivers to get it back open again. I think it's done for Detroit.
Well, not for sure if I'm going to go there, but certainly we saw what the Commanders did to the Lions in the playoffs. And so now there is a formula for how to take on Jared Goff. And we'll see if everybody employs that formula, and we'll see how things emerge.
So much excitement, so much potential. We'll see how it all plays out. But right now, we're going to take a quick break right here. It's the Jim Bob Show, Game Day Edition.